Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg sources say that Uber has made an offer to acquire food delivery startup Grubhub, and the two companies could reach an agreement as soon as this month. 9 to 5 Mac reports it's acquired details about Apple's upcoming AirPods Studio, an over-the-ear version of its wireless in-ear AirPods. Instead of ear detection, Apple is said to be working to include sensors that can detect whether the headphones are on the wearer's head or neck, and presumably play or pause content accordingly. Another sensor may be able to detect left and right ears to automatically route audio channels, which could mean there's no backwards way to wear the headphones. And reportedly, the new headphones will have active noise cancellation and transparency mode, like the AirPods Pro. Bloomberg previously reported that the headphones may come in leather and a lighter fitness-optimized material version. Twitter announced it will add labels to mark tweets with misleading information on COVID-19. The label will link to Twitter's curated page of external trusted sources to provide information about the misleading claims. Tweets will be ranked on a propensity of harm scale, with disputed claims or misleading information deemed moderate receiving the label, with those judged severe receiving a warning or removal of the tweet. Quibi co-founder Jeffrey Katzenberg tells the New York Times that the service has about 1.3 million active users, coming off of about 3.5 million downloads of its app 6 weeks after launch. Quibi originally had projected to have 7 million users in its first year, but has revised expectations, and Katzenberg expressed disappointment with the numbers. The service will reportedly add AirPlay support this week to stream content to TVs, with support for Android phones coming in the next few weeks. Quibi is also slowing down its release schedule of new programming so it can keep unveiling big-budget shows through next year. Spotify rolled out a beta of Group Sessions, which lets premium users share music controls with those nearby. A host generates a scannable Spotify code within the app, which provides guests with playback controls and the ability to edit and add to the song queue. There's no listed limit on the number of users in a group session, and a session ends after an hour of inactivity. Meanwhile, the Spotify Kids app just launched in Japan and Germany for a total of 14 global markets, and now allows parents to specifically block content from their child's account when accessing the child's listening history. Spotify says more updates are planned for its Kids app, which includes over 8,000 songs, stories, audiobooks, and sounds curated into more than 125 playlists. Apple released Logic Pro X version 10.5 with a new Live Loops feature that was already in the iOS versions of GarageBand, a redesigned sampling workflow, new beat-making tools, and more. A free companion app called Logic Remote, which lets users pair an iPhone or iPad to their Mac to control and perform Logic Pro X features and instruments, is also getting a refresh. Apple says version 10.5 is the biggest update to Logic since the launch. DEF CON organizers announced that the annual Las Vegas conference that takes place in August is canceled this year due to uncertainty about the COVID-19 pandemic. Black Hat, which precedes DEF CON each year, is also canceled. Both will instead host online conferences, including research talks and social events. Founder Jeff Moss, a.k.a. The Dark Tangent, said in a forum post that the 28th DEF CON will be known as Safe Mode. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon 768G system on a chip, its second 5G integrated chipset and higher clocked successor to its Snapdragon 765G with 15% faster CPU and GPU performance. The chipset also includes support for updates to GPU drivers through the Google Play Store and Bluetooth 5.2 with support for low energy audio. The China Academy of Information and Communications Technology said Tuesday that smartphone shipments from China's factories to vendors rose 17% in April compared to the same month a year ago. Phone makers shipped 40.8 million handsets in April, up from 34.8 million in April of 2019. However, the organization notably did not break out percentage of Android devices shipped. Canalys, IDC, and Counterpoint Research have all reported that in the first quarter, shipments of Apple devices in China declined in the low single digits. And finally, Instagram confirmed to TechCrunch that it's rolling back its Instagram Lite app in the countries where it was available after disappearing from the Google Play Store last month. Lite users are being directed to the main Instagram app if they don't want to use the web client. Instagram Lite's low install size and bandwidth requirements were designed to help adoption in countries like Kenya, Mexico, and the Philippines. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.